Hey, everybody. You're listening to Crystal here with the Plant Pusher podcast. And what's really, really exciting is that we're here with you to always talk about all things plants, colors, textures, shapes, their impacts on your life. I love working with plants. I love introducing you to new plants. And here at Plant Pusher, that's what I do. I push you straight to the plants. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Plant Pusher, where I am your pusher, pushing all the dopest plants on you. And today, I need you to always feel love. So I decided to take a walk with you on a rare medicinal plant called lovage. So I want to talk about lovage today. I want you to learn about the fascinating history of it, the applications, and the fact that it's rarely used because most people don't know much about it. So let's dive deep in, let's uncover some dope things, and let's learn about the potential benefits of lovage. So here we go. Remember, lovage is spelled just the way it sounds, L-O-V-E-A-G-E. So L-O-V-E-A-G-E is lovage. So when you look it up, take your time, because this beautiful herb is a perennial herb that's native to South Europe and Western Asia. What's really neat about it is that it has an extremely long history of being used in traditional medicine and culinary practices. It goes all the way back to ancient times, but it's impressive. It's got this deep family lineage because lovage is not as commonly used today as other herbs or even as it used to be because people have forgotten about it. But it's a hidden gem in the world of herbal remedies. And like any of those, always speak to your health practitioner about how you should use them and apply them. But it's really, really prized for its medicinal properties, the fact that it was a treatment for a variety of ailments such as indigestion or bloating, respiratory issues. It was also believed to have some anti-inflammatory and diuretic purposes and properties. So it makes it a super, you know, versatile herb. I mean, think about it, whether you're inflamed, whether you're, you know, holding a lot of water or fluid, whether your stomach might be a little upset, or maybe you need some relief in the digestive tract, lovage was one of the many herbs you can use and a very powerful one. But they also use it in culinary because lovage is valued for its unique flavor. It really has some notes of celery and parsley. So you could really use it while cooking, maybe for the holidays, adding it to other proteins that you like to use. It gives a really nice depth and complexity to a stew or soup, sauces. You can rub it on as a marinade, makes for an amazing dressing, but the lovage leaves themselves can be used fresh or even dried. So that way, if you harvest some, dry it and use it for later. Not only that, but the seeds can be used as a spice or even a seasoning. That's really, really awesome because oftentimes we feel like we have to hurry and use things. So dry it, age it, mix it with other herbs and spices and create something beautiful because this plant goes way beyond its culinary and medicinal uses. Lovage really has a range of other applications. The essential oil of the lovage is used in aromatherapy. It's known to be calming, relaxing, and soothing. The herb is used in all types of products for your skin with antioxidants. Remember those anti-inflammatory practices. So if you have swelling in the skin, even if you're looking to work in your garden outside, would you like to get rid of pests? Baby, lovage is on the way because you can use lovage even as a natural insect repellent. So get in the kitchen, apply it on your well-being, eat some great, add some to a soup. Take care of your well-being. Keep pests away. Lovage is here to stay. So don't forget, add some lovage, a touch of luxury to your daily routine, whether it's to your plate, to your skin, and to the beautiful air that you're breathing so that you can relax, soothe your day away, because this plant pusher is pushing lovage on you today because I want you to be wrapped in love from plants. Peace. This show, Plant Pusher Podcast, is brought to you by Possibilities Podcast Platform. We appreciate you listening. Stay tuned. Your favorite episode is up next.